Search for renting a boyfriend to go home on Taobao.com, China's largest online shopping website, and plenty of online stores will surface offering fake boyfriends or girlfriends for rent who can accompany the buyer back home during Spring Festival. A 28-year-old man, surnamed Sun, is one of those who will be a temporary boyfriend for a price. The ex-marketing manager of a company in Beijing is now running an online store offering various escorting services, ranging from listening to his clients' worries, accompanying them shopping, or going to parties, and acting as the client's boyfriend to meet the parents.
I ask for 300 yuan a day for meeting the parents' service. My job includes helping with the household chores, chatting with the parents, and visiting relatives. I might charge additional fees for extra demands.
Sun says he got his inspiration for the business from his own experience of being urged to marry. He began to advertise the service 2 months ago this year and expects brisk business during the Spring Festival. He promises that there is no safety issue involved whatsoever.
The clients shouldn't have any safety concerns. I believe there is an increasing market for the business, and I am going to do it long term. I'm also worried that I may get cheated or ran into danger. After all, it's me who have traveled to a new place together with a stranger.
To assure customers of his sincerity, Sun usually arranges face-to-face meetings in a public place and shows them his ID card. He will also request the potential client to produce an ID. Sun says he will turn down the deal if the two don't look like a good match after seeing the customer and talking to her. He says if he himself is not convinced, neither will be the client's parents. Though the fake Biu rental business is flourishing as the Spring Festival approaches, it is also prompting fierce debate online. Let's first hear from those who are for it.
I see nothing wrong with renting a boyfriend to go home and have dinners with the parents during the Spring Festival. The girl is doing this simply to make her parents happy, albeit for a short period of time.
You know what? I might start to think about that. This way I can be free of the babbling of my parents and avoid blind dates arranged by them during the Spring Festival.
But there are many who are strongly against the idea.
Finding a lifelong partner is a serious issue, and I don't think it appropriate to rent a lover just for the sake of comforting the parents. Being single is not a shame. We should be honest with ourselves and our parents.
Is it safe to bring a stranger home? What if he takes advantage of the situation? 300 yuan a day, plus transportation and accommodation fees, that's also a lot of money to put down on something that's a lie.
I heard of that, but I don't like it at all. True, we are eager to see our adult children have lifetime partners and settle down as early as possible, but we don't want to give them too much pressure. They are living in a society which is more competitive and diversified. As parents, we simply want them to be happy.
Renting a temporary boyfriend or girlfriend to please the parents? It's cheating. I'd rather my child come home alone and be honest to me.
For his part, Hu Xue, a lawyer in Shanghai, stresses that such a service is not protected by law.
The so-called human rental contract is legally null. So even though an agreement has been reached by the two parties, it's invalid. Young people should think carefully about the consequences before acting upon that.
According to Beijing Normal University Associate Professor of Psychology Lin Xiaoyun, some people use these services because they are lonely. Lin says people should have a positive attitude about being single, and he says the upcoming Spring Festival can be an opportunity to reflect on what one wants from a relationship. For CRI, I'm Jonathan Alpart.